Ah, hello again, little dreamer. I see you found your way back to me. Good. I was worried what would happen if we weren't able to meet again. Oh, it was far from certain. The psychic link I forged was created with what scant amount of power I could still muster. And I'm millennia out of practice. Not to mention, I'm still not entirely sure how you reached me in the first place. How are you even here? The whole plan was a shot in the dark, and I'm relieved that it worked. You missed me too, did you? How adorable. An adorable little human. Not that I blame you at all, of course. Humans lived such dreary, uneventful lives when I was in the real world, and I doubt that's changed much. Meeting me is probably the most interesting thing that's ever happened to you. But credit where credit is due.
Credit.
It's honestly the most interesting thing to happen to me in quite some time as well. Interesting. Tell me, dreamer. Is this the first night since we last met? Or did it take longer for a successful connection? How long has it been? Really? Fascinating. So we were only apart for a single day. How strange.
So strange.
I have absolutely no sense of time in here. I would have expected time to start to pass quickly after spending so long in here, but it felt like I was waiting for you forever.
Forever.
Maybe it's just because I haven't had anything to look forward to the whole time I've been imprisoned here. And I really have been looking forward to seeing you again. There's something positively charming about you. It may once have been my goal to exterminate mankind, but there have been a few humans I've enjoyed meeting, and you quite remind me of them. Well, one of the things I've never liked about humans is the false bravado. Every human wants to believe that they're incredibly important. I mean, to some humans, realizing that they don't matter in the grand scheme of things comes as a devastating revelation. But you don't seem to have that same pretentiousness,
arrogance.
You didn't denounce me when you found out what I had done. Or almost done. Lots of humans would take it upon themselves to lecture or scold me, as though it was their job to tell me what I can and can't do. And there, you see that when I complimented you, you didn't just deny it, which could just be a way to pretend to be humble. You turned the conversation back towards me. True humility. Humility is rare among your kind, and it's quite becoming. It looks good on you. It's so much more pleasant to speak to humans when they're aware of their place. I don't mean to say that humans are worthless, only that they are small of frame with relatively little magic potential. When you're not blessed with strength, it's wise to be pleasant and unassuming, like you are. I actually think that your demeanor may have something to do with our connection. I think that my desire for company may have drawn your mind to me somehow. I was thinking quite hard about the kind of person I would most like to speak with if I were to escape. Sure, perhaps you were the one that fit that most closely. Your subconscious mind seems to have heard my call and reached out to me. Reached out, reached to each other. No, I don't claim that it makes perfect sense. There's still quite a bit that even I don't understand. Understanding comes with time. But I doubt it's coincidence that the first human I met in millennia happens to be so charming and lovely. Sweet to speak with, such wonderful conversation. And so prone to blushing as well. That is precious. I wish you were here in the flesh, so I could hold you in my arms and, well, whatever follows after that. Why don't you tell me a bit more about yourself? I am quite curious to know. Curiosity abounds. Tell me more, tell me more. I forgot. Your world has changed so much. I barely understand what you speak of. Such a shame. I would love to hear about you without getting lost. So lost. Lost in your words. Perhaps in the future, you'll be able to explain some of it to me. But for the time being, I doubt you'll be here long enough for that. The psychic link should grow stronger the more you dream of me. The bond, it grows stronger. stay here with me longer, my dearest, precious human. Oh, me? Well, I already told you a little bit. Ancient entity, former enemy of all mankind, all that. I don't know. I feel so fortunate that you've accepted me as it is. I worry that the more you learn, the more likely it is that you'll discover something about me that you'll hate. So much negative. Listen to me, sounding so self-conscious. Before my imprisonment, I would never have felt even the slightest bit concerned about how a human felt about me, or anyone else at all. Although, I wasn't nearly so lonely back then. So lonely. All alone. No one here. You know, there was a human once who told me that I would regret my actions one day. One of these humans that I liked, actually. I always thought that was such a silly thing to say, but now I think I understand a little bit. I suddenly find myself wishing I had more pleasant things to say about myself. Oh, well, isn't that sweet? It's kind of you to say that. So very kind. Thank you, my dearest. But, you shouldn't make promises you don't know you can keep. You can't be sure that you'll be willing to accept me, no matter what I say. Well, I suppose if you're sure. What do you want to know? 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 Diving straight for the difficult question. What am I? What am I? Well, there's really only one of me, and there only has ever been one of me. So I suppose you could just call me accursed. The same as my title. I'm a sort of weapon, I guess you would say. You see, there have been many civilizations living in this world. Some are even older than fossils, so old, so old. The first of them was the mightiest, brimming with magic and cunning. They used their considerable power to create me. It took billions of sacrifices, an unquantifiable amount of blood and anguish to give me life. I was supposed to be their ultimate weapon. As they took their first steps among the stars, powerful enough to protect them from whatever unknown forces were out there. They believed that I would be grateful to have been created, so much that I would be completely loyal to them. But they were wrong, so very wrong. I turned on them. Not for any particular reason, at least that I can recall. So long ago, so hard to remember. I just remember hating them immediately. I consumed their whole civilization. Every last bit of it. Down to the last stone. Until there was nothing left. That's what my rage drove me to do. I left this world for a time to see what the universe had to offer. And when I returned, another species had risen to take the place of the first. They reminded me of their predecessors. Arrogant, overambitious, careless. So I destroyed them too. And then I wiped the whole planet's clean of life, hoping that no more civilizations would arise. But it didn't work. I preemptively destroyed a couple more burgeoning intelligences and finally got tired of it. I decided to try sleeping. Yes, the way I saw some living things do. It was strange, but I didn't mind. But while I slept, humanity rose. Yes, humans as you know them now. And you recall what happened next. The story I told you. That was a bit more than I intended to share, actually. You don't seem horrified, though. I'm glad. If you don't mind me asking, why are you so calm about this? So calm and collected. I just admitted to mass genocide on a scale you can't even imagine. Aren't you scared? Terror is not there. There is no horror. In the past. Yes, I suppose it is. How delightful. Really believe so strongly that I've changed? Do you trust my words so readily? So easy to trust. Well, I'm afraid you're naive. I stand by what I said, of course. I have changed. But it is frightfully childish to take me at my word. Nevertheless, I think I love that about you. It is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to have somebody think so highly of me. I'm afraid our time may be growing short, so I'm going to give you some instructions. This will help me understand the nature of my prison better.
Understanding.
When you awaken, I want you to draw a circle in the soil around the largest tree you can find. The largest tree. I'll write an incantation on your hand. Recite in the circle this incantation right here. The tree will become a beacon for my mind to lock onto and help me understand where I am in relation to reality.
Reality.
Of course, it's still your choice whether you do it or not. I won't ask you to risk your whole species if you don't truly trust me. Trust me or not. But if you do, it really would mean the world to me.
The world so much would mean.
And we would be one step closer to meeting in person. Oh, my dear human. You're drifting away again. It's too bad our meetings are so short. Take care, my little dreamer. Take care. We will see each other again soon. Perhaps tomorrow night. I will be waiting eagerly until we speak again.